Going for Gold by Anthony Teasdale. Copyright Burlington Books, 2011. Chapter 1. The Original Olympic Games. Nearly 3,000 years ago, people from all over Greece travelled to the Valley of Olympia. There they made offerings to honour their many gods, especially Zeus. Many religious festivals took place in the valley, and some were for many days. But the ancient Olympic Games were one of the most important festivals. They took place every 4 years. Greek athletes came to the festivals to compete in running races. Using their strength and speed, they tried to be like their favourite gods. The first documented Olympics took place in Olympia in 776 BCE, but historians believe the games actually started long before that date, and then stopped for several years. Around the 8th century BCE, Greece suffered from civil wars, poverty, and disease. According to legend, in 776 BCE, King Iphitus went to an important priestess called the Delphic Oracle. He wanted a way to save Greece from destruction. The Delphic Oracle's solution was to re-establish the Olympic Games and to declare a truce, a declaration of peace, while the Games were taking place. The truce prohibited men from carrying weapons at the competitions and from any acts of violence. King Iphitus agreed to this condition and immediately started to prepare for this important event. The population was happy to prepare for the Olympic Games again. King Iphitus sent truce bearers to tell people when the Olympic festival was going to start. The bearers wore olive wreaths in their hair and visited every Greek state to announce the truce and invite spectators to go to Olympia. At first, the truce was for 1 month, but distant travellers needed enough time to arrive at the festival and to return home safely. So later, they extended it to 3 months. If someone was violent during the truce, he had to pay an expensive fine. The truce helped to keep the Greek states peaceful, at least while the competitions were taking place. But the new Olympic Games were not open to everybody. Only Greek men and boys could compete in them. The competitors ran naked in the running races. Married women couldn't watch or compete in the same games as the men. They couldn't even go to Olympia during the Olympics. Some women athletes competed in their own female competitions, called the Games of Hera. Hera was the wife of Zeus. Both competitions took place separately every 4 years at Olympia. Celebrations and new sports. For some time, a 200-meter running race was the only Olympic competition. Judges crowned winners with wreaths from the olive trees in Olympia. Towns and cities celebrated their own winners with feasts and special privileges when the winners returned home. The first winner, at the Games in 776 BCE, was a man called Corivos from Elis. Time passed and new sports were added, including more running races, boxing, pentathlon, and chariot racing. The Olympic Games continued regularly every 4 years until the Greek states became part of the Roman Empire in 146 BCE. Now it was no longer limited to only Greek competitors. The Romans opened the Olympics to competitors from Rome and Egypt. In 69 CE, Polites from Keramos became the greatest runner of the ancient Olympics. He won 3 running races of different distances on the same day. In 379 CE, Flavius Theodosius, 347 to 395 CE, became the Roman emperor, Theodosius the Great. During his reign, he made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire and persecuted non-Christian religions in his kingdom. Theodosius was against the Olympic Games because they honoured the non-Christian god Zeus. Because of this, he ended them officially in 393 CE, after more than 1,000 years of Olympic competitions. There were no more Olympic Games until the 19th century.